Are you running on empty?
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to the Computer Guys. I'm Dave.
And I'm Cam.
And we are the Computer Guys from Mercantile Technologies. We'll be here for the next half hour to answer all your computer and technology-related questions. We're here each and every Saturday morning, 8:30 to 9. Kevin is gone this week. He should be back. He'll be back to Holland tonight, but back to the Computer Guys next week. So you can catch him here next week. Give us a call. Our phone lines are open, and we do invite you to call in 395-1450 or email us computerguys@whtc.com, which, as I opened up this morning, has now been the target of some sort of spam.
Oh boy.
So we got a few messages in there. Unfortunately, they're all a bunch of junk. So send us some real emails here, and so we don't have to. They're all from like the same people, it looks like. Well, you know what it is.
What is it?
It's because we're podcasting now.
Hey,
our email address is out there.
Did you know? We're podcasting, Dave?
I did, actually, Kim.
I better listen to the audience, doesn't know.
That's right. Well, if you listen to the Computer Guys and see that, Josh, it's just because our email address is listed on that website.
I know. Sorry. I gave your email address as the thing for subscribing you guys.
That's okay.
That's fine. Yeah.
So if you go out, if you have iTunes or if you have an iPod, actually, you'll have iTunes for sure. Go to iTunes, go to podcasts, the directory in the iTunes,
and or just the search, music store.
Yep, or the music store, and just search for WHTC, and it will pull up the Computer Guys.
So you can listen to us on your portable media player.
That's right. You can download it, listen to it in a half hour.
That's right.
So go ahead, check it out. iTunes, go to the podcast or the music store, search for WHTC, and you'll pull up a picture of us there. Well, actually, a picture of our office.
Yeah.
So Josh is doing that, so thanks a lot to Josh. He's working hard to get that going.
And the other pictures are of a young Dave and very young Kevin.
Yeah, that was 2.5 years ago.
Yeah. Now Kevin looks a lot older now that he's had the kid.
Kid, and he's been married. And
yeah. Hey, you look older, too.
We all do.
More distinguished.
That's right. Well, give us a call here. Our phone lines are open, 395-1450. Cam, the big news that we talked about last fall or so was the Xbox 360. It is a cool video game console, not for computers, but for your TV. It's more of an entertainment console. It can play DVDs, and you record TV onto it? No, I don't think you can.
I don't think you can.
So there's a lot of functions out of it anyway. You can use it to play music.
Mm-hmm.
And you are the proud owner of an Xbox 360.
I am a proud owner. So far, I've only had one minor crash.
Well, that's okay.
But my review of it comes like this. I was playing Madden 2006 online against someone yesterday.
Okay.
That's cool. They were playing the
Were they pretty good?
It was pretty cool. They were playing as the Atlanta Falcons, though. And a long time ago, Dave had some opinions about running quarterbacks and Michael Vick.
Yep. But this isn't a sports show. But yeah,
it's not a sports show, but the guy just kept taking off on me. Every single play, take off on me. 20 yards, I got to be 42-22.
No, you know what you got to do to fight that if someone really just has running quarterback?
I thought of spying him, but it didn't.
He's not fast enough. Middle linebacker's never fast enough. You got to do the dime zone.
He was so slow.
Dime zone.
Yeah. Yeah, guaranteed. Michael Vick, he was running circles in like the back of the field until something opened up.
So the Xbox 360 is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
All right. Well, that's pretty awesome, Cam. I've got a couple other stories here on the 360, and we've got some other stories. But first of all, let's go to the phone lines here. Good morning, Ron. You're on with the Computer Guys.
Hey, good morning, guys. Excuse me. It's been a long time.
Yeah, how you doing, Ron?
Hey, all right. I got a little cold, but I had a question, and I'll make a comment afterwards. I was wondering, there was a virus that was supposed to go around a worm, supposedly, and was supposed to hit yesterday or something.
Yep, they were calling it the Kama Sutra virus.
Yeah, and they were broadcasting on the news, on the radio, and things. And I even got an email notifying me about it, that I should be prepared. And, you know, I was wondering, what do you think about this? Is there a lot of money being spent out there to warn people about stuff and a lot of hype going on? And then really nothing comes up of it.
Well, you know, it was only the number one virus, I think, yesterday for a short time, and then it was knocked down to number three because there's all these other viruses out there. It's just every now and then, some, you know, the news media picks up on a virus that's going to come along, and that's going to do something maybe extra special. Like this one was supposed to delete all your documents.
Right.
And nobody wants that.
Right.
So they picked up on it and they talked about it.
Yeah, but, you know, it seems like there's a lot of emergency response warning, and it makes you really get nervous to even go and click on your computer, especially if you're a new person at computers. You hate to even think about opening an email, and then, you know, nothing is there. And it's kind of like our government going into red alert and changing our alert status every couple weeks, you know, when somebody says that they're thinking about doing something to us. You know, it's like if there's a lot of money being spent in over-exaggeration.
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, if you remember, we've had viruses in the past, the I love you virus, and there's been a bunch of other.
My Doom, so big.
And there's so, and every now and then there's one that comes along that really causes, you know, billions of dollars of damage, and everybody has to get their computer repaired again.
Right.
So, they, you know, it's just kind of, it's better to get your antivirus up to date before the virus comes out than to, you know, say, oh, guess I haven't been updating that in a while.
It's also always a good idea not to open attachments unless you're sure of what they are.
Right.
That cannot be stressed enough.
Right. I learned that from a couple years ago as I'm going along here learning. But, guys, I want to make a statement. I miss you guys. You're on so early in the morning for me. This is the first time I had a chance to call, but I wish you were on later and had a longer show. You know, we miss you out there. And keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks a lot for your call there, Ron.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. See ya. You know, they do spend a lot of time talking about viruses, though. He's right.
This is also true.
But they, you know, there's a lot of people who choose not to run antivirus.
I used to be one of those people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just running it to run it. I have a computer.
Kevin used to be that way, too.
Yeah.
You know, he even now he still thinks that he could get by without antivirus.
I think I could.
I bet not. I'll send you a file sometime with a little virus, and, a little Thomas Sutra virus. Delete all your documents.
Yeah, well, you get nothing important. I'm out of college.
That's right. So here's the news story. This is actually from yesterday, from Friday, February 3rd. Not that you shouldn't always be careful about opening email, but you should be extra careful today. That's because computer experts are warning that an especially malicious virus may be making the rounds today. The bug is known as the Kama Sutra Nixum or mywife.evirus, and it's set to wreak havoc on computers today. Well, yesterday now. Unlike other worms that slow down your machine by targeting your email address list, this worm tries to disable your security software. What's more, it can corrupt files ranging from Word and Excel documents to digital copies of your family photos. To protect yourself, you should remember that the worm is activated by opening a file or email attachment. Another safeguard is to disable the setting on your email program that lets you open the email in a window as you scroll through your inbox list. You know, that's a good point.
Right.
One computer security company says the best thing to do is not open any email or any attachment to an email that is not familiar. It might also be a good idea to make sure your antivirus software is active and up to date.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good point. It's called Auto Preview on Outlook or Outlook Express.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a nice feature because it allows you to just click on the message one time and it displays it on half of your screen.
It's also in the preview pane. Isn't that the kind of
preview idea? Pane. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
And so it allows you to, it's kind of nice because you can kind of read part of your email, but at the same time, you know, if you get spam and other things, it kind of opens that up as you click on it. So.
Right.
Whereas even to delete it, you have to click on it. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would agree that that would be a good feature because it would hide everything dangerous.
If you got an email yesterday from someone you didn't know, you clicked on it, nothing happened, and this morning your computer, none of your documents are there, I think we know what happened. Hopefully that didn't happen to any of our listeners, but if it did, give us a call and let us know. Our phone lines are open, 395-1450. Give us a call. Cam, where was that Xbox 360 story I had here?
I'm not sure. Probably in your hand somewhere. Hey, I have another just a good computer tip for people. There are a lot of registry programs out there that will claim to fix your registry and things like that, like Reg Cleaner. You know, the only thing to really watch out for is that when you do anything to the registry, you are potentially damaging your computer. And sometimes it won't boot, and I've seen it before, and it's just... It's really unfortunate because it's not like anyone tried to do something malicious to their computer. It was all an accident.
Right. And the same thing with, well, the registry, if you start playing around with that,
you're going to get burned.
You could be. Unless you back it up first.
Back it up every single time.
So, that's right. Also, there are a lot of programs. For instance, I remember one person hijacked this.
Yep.
You use it all the time.
Yeah, I use it all the time. It's dangerous.
It is. But somebody who was actually a more advanced computer user, that someone I know, used it, and they were able to get rid of a lot of spyware. It's one program that can help to remove some of this stuff.
Does his name start with a K?
I don't remember who this was. But anyway, okay. He told somebody else, told one of his friends, oh, this program's great.
Okay.
Well, he saw everything in the list. He said, let's get rid of it all.
Oh,
I don't know what it is. And so his computer didn't run too well after that.
Lost all the logon services and everything.
Yep. So you need to be careful with some of those things. Let's go ahead and take the next phone call here. Good morning, Bob. You're on with the computer guys.
Good morning, guys. I have a question on Windows XP. I'm kind of new to it. Does it support the 3.5 floppy disk? I mean, I know that you can read them by going into Explorer, but can you format a 3.5 floppy like you can in Windows 98?
Absolutely. Yes, you can.
Whereabouts do you look for that?
You right-click on the A drive when you bring up My Computer.
Okay, let's see. I got right here. So
you want to make sure there's nothing on that disk, though, that you need, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Because if you format it, you're not going to be able to get it back.
Now, I'm open up Explorer, right?
Yep. Or
okay,
or
I looked Explorer, and I got 3.5 a floppy here. I hit on that. Okay, now I can read the floppy okay. So I know it's I can read it, but now if I want to format it, what do I do?
You just want to see the picture with the drive and the little A next to it. Can you see that?
I can see. Are we in the Explorer we're talking about?
Or open up. Why don't you open up My Computer? Go to this.
Oh, open up My Computer?
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. That might be. Okay, My Computer has opened here.
Okay, now just right-click on the A drive.
Right-click on the A drive.
And it should bring up a menu.
And then it says Open Explorer Search, Copy Disk Scan, Scan for Viruses, Format. There it is, huh?
There you go.
Okay, just got to know where to look, I guess.
Yep, you do.
It must be there someplace. Okay, and that will take care of it then.
Yep.
Well, you've answered my questions, and I thank you very much.
Oh, no problem.
Have a very good show. Thank you.
Thanks. See you, Bob.
Hi.
We like those easy questions.
Yeah,
those are nice. Thanks for that call, Bob. We appreciate that.
And XP did kind of switch everything around, so if you're familiar with 98, you know, everything's just changed a little bit. Might have to do a little more hunting.
You know, here's a quick thing about that right click.
Mm-hmm.
People, the left click is kind of like the action. If you want to do something, you know, if you want to open a link or open a file, you use the left. But the right button will always pull up, well, almost always pull up some sort of a submenu.
Right.
Properties, new, format, all these different things. So if all of a sudden on your screen you have this dialog box that just popped up, you know, this little menu,
mm-hmm.
that's because you're right clicking. A lot of people don't understand why there is that right click. Unless you have a Mac.
There's only one button. See, right click is way overrated.
Where's my stick? I'm going to poke Josh away.
Wait. But on the Mac, don't you hold down the little funny looking key?
Yeah.
No, I think it's control and click.
Yep.
Control and click.
That's how you right click on a Mac.
Yeah, that's a little dumb to me.
Yeah.
Still call it a right click, too.
I think my mouse has 5 buttons, so it's pretty nice. So
yeah, well, your mouse is a little. Dave's mouse is on steroids.
That's right.
I don't know if you've ever seen Dave, but he's pretty big. His mouse is, like, huge.
Yeah, I'm 6'7". I want a bigger mouse.
His mouse goes to the gym and works out.
So anyway, that's what the right click is for. It pulls up these other functions that you can do. So if you can right click on one of your pictures, for instance, it'll say open, preview, edit, delete. There's all these other options in there. So, Cam, it's our lucky day.
Why?
We just won the lottery, according to this spam.
Hey, how much did we win, Dave?
I don't know. That's what I was just going through some of these, and it kind of looked maybe like it was real.
Disappointing. It's not a virus.
Ooh, 10 million euros. Let's see here. Does it tell us?
I had some weird dream that I was in Japan buying McDonald's yesterday. I have no idea why I would have thought that.
You were in what?
I was in Japan. I just had this dream. I was in Japan at a McDonald's.
It's kind of random.
Yeah,
I know.
Come up
with something better than that if you're dreaming anyway.
I thought I could, but I paid like 61 cents for a Big Mac or something.
Well, that's not a bad deal. So you were dreaming.
I just don't know where that even came from.
All right, well, it doesn't tell it's basically this email just goes through here and it tells me to begin your claim, you have to send back a full name, date of birth, sex, marital status, nationality, contact address, telephone number, and the next of kin. In other words, in order to get your 10 million euros, give us all your information and then
your child,
your firstborn son, and then we're going to steal your identity. So watch out for those type of emails as well. You do not want to reply to those. As good as it may seem, you did not win the lottery through email. Now, Cam, tomorrow, the biggest pizza delivery day of the year.
Oh, yeah.
As well as the biggest football game of the year.
Heck, yeah. What's going on?
We have Madden 2006. It's one of the it's one way to get yourself ready for the game on Sunday. The version of Madden 2006 for the Xbox 360 for the game has all the basic features of the title with other gaming consoles, but the color and detail that the new console system from Microsoft offers gives you a look at the game that's rivaled only by watching the game on HD TV. Playing the game on a high-definition set, you can actually see the texture of the jersey material on players. The turf looks like actual grass rather than a sea of green, and you can see the individual droplets of sweat as the players compete. For those who want to get their game on as they travel about this weekend, the title is also out for Sony PlayStation Portable. So, the big game is, if you don't want to watch it, you can play it on your new Xbox 360.
If it will be determined by the outcome and the game that I had yesterday, the Seahawks will win 36-24 or 27.
Okay, well, that's funny, Cam, that you'd mention that, because
they won't win.
Hold on now.
Going to win.
There was an article here about that. They simulated the game.
Okay.
I can find it.
I was just playing bad as Pittsburgh yesterday.
Okay, here we go. Already got plans for the Sunday that don't involve a certain football game? The people at EA Sports say they have just a solution. They have run the Super Bowl on its latest football game and found that the Steelers will win.
Yes.
Simulation done on the Xbox 360 version of the game saw MVP Sean Alexander held to just 70 yards rushing. I don't know about that.
I couldn't hold him.
And Seattle quarterback Matt Hasselbeck was sacked 4 times, giving the Steelers their 5th Super Bowl title. Final score of the EA Sports contest was 24-19.
Very good. Very good.
So, like the computer says Steelers.
And Cam's poor playing ability, the Seahawks.
We won't hold that against them. So, anyway, that's kind of cool. They've done that in years past. They always simulate the game, and it's funny. They show highlights on the game before of the video game simulation. So, give us a call, 395-1450. It's about 8:50 here on WHDC here on Saturday morning. We've got an open phone line if you want to give us a call. Also have this email. It was full of spam this morning. Computerguys at WHDC.com. Go to
send
the website.
Send them some spam. Forward it. Why not?
No. We don't care about that.
Hey,
are good.
I got some best-selling software. Once again, those who bought computer software are reflecting the need to keep their machines safe from viruses, bots, and other electronic pests. Norton Antivirus 2006 was the top-selling software for last month, repeating the position it held in November. The latest list from NPD Group finds TurboTax 2005 Deluxe is the number 2 position, followed by SpySweeper TechBranch. The number 4 title in December was Norton Internet Security 2006, followed by GoBack 4.0 Upgrade, and the number 6 title, Age of Empires 3. After that, it's Microsoft's Office 2003 Student Teacher Edition, followed by Call of Duty 2, the number 9 title, a bundled package of Norton Internet Security Upgrade and the Norton GoBack Upgrade. Checking in at the number 10 was the top-selling software list last month, Civilization 4.
And Call of Duty 2 was number 9 on there, so?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a game I want to play, too. So let's go to the phone lines here and take our next call. Good morning, Carol. You're on with the computer guys.
Good morning. I have a problem when I'm in writing a document. It changes font on me all at once, color. It'll put underline in.
What do you use for your word processor?
WordPerfect.
WordPerfect. Rats.
We use Word.
It's automatically changing. And
oh, yeah, it does it all the time.
Totally random. Just typing along and suddenly it becomes
purple.
Right,
I've got a different size. A lot of times it'll underline and change font, both. Sometimes it goes to blue.
That's weird.
You know, my sister had this problem, and I don't know if I ever got it fixed for her.
Did you try uninstalling WordPerfect and reinstalling it?
Actually, they just did.
Okay.
My son and a friend did it this week, and it's doing it again.
Huh.
They actually stripped my computer and reinstalled everything.
Did you try updating WordPerfect, checking to see if there are any new updates for the software?
Probably not.
I don't do this.
I have to have somebody do it for me.
Sure.
But, you know, they've been
I would go check out WordPerfect's website and go to their support section.
Okay.
Or and maybe get a hold of someone at WordPerfect either through email or just frequently asked questions that could take care of something like this.
Okay.
But I'd say try and update and check their website. It's a good idea for frequently asked questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I've never heard of it before.
Huh. I've never heard of it. Well,
really frustrating.
Yeah, that would be frustrating, I think.
And it's strange, too. Is it a relatively new computer?
I think it's just over 2 years.
What about antivirus protection? Just throwing it out there. Do you have
they just installed Norton this week.
And you scanned and everything was clean?
Yes.
Boy, that is a...
I don't know if it's any help to you, but, you know, if you wanted to try out OpenOffice, that might be able to read the files.
Yeah, but it's for keeping this in the future, though.
Right.
You don't want to do that.
That's true.
Well, I would say check out their website, see what if they have an update, first of all.
Okay.
And then if you feel like checking out some more of the technical stuff, check out their frequently asked questions. Otherwise... I don't know if you. I'd like to take a look at it to try and figure out what it is.
I would as well,
because that would be an interesting one. So, if you wanted to, you'd welcome to stop by and drop it off at our office. We could take a look at it.
Okay.
If updating it doesn't take care of it.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know. Not sure what else to tell you.
Sorry about that.
It does it just about every document I'm writing. It. Yeah, it's that frequent.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for the pointers. We'll
sure.
give that a try.
Sorry
Alrighty.
We couldn't help you more than that, Carol.
Sure.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
It's an odd one. I don't know. Maybe Kevin's heard of that.
One night, my sister calls me. I don't think he had because I talked to him about this. One night, my sister calls me. She's writing a paper for grad school.
Mm-hmm.
She's got this problem going on. She's in Chicago. She almost wanted me to drive out there and see what I could do about it. But
kind of a long drive.
I told her to reinstall. It didn't work. It was an important paper, dude.
Yeah, Cam mentioned OpenOffice. Is that available for PC?
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Is it really?
It is.
Or was it not available for Mac? I can't remember, but I looked online to try and find it for something, and I don't think maybe it wasn't available for Mac.
That's possible.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was available for everything, but I'm not sure.
It. I know it's available for PC at least.
Yeah, PC.
And Linux. Linux doesn't run on there too.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's
native.
Got to. Yeah, it's native for that.
So. Yeah, for those listeners who may not have heard at the beginning of our show, Josh has now put us, the computer guys, on the web. You can go, if you have either an iPod or if you use iTunes, you open up the program, you go to Music Store on the left and just search for WHTC.
That's why I'm talking on the show right now, is because I can be heard around the world.
That's right.
Isn't that awesome?
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
So if you have some friends that want to listen to us and they're not able to pick up the station, they can go check it out, podcasts online.
Especially if they're in a different country. And send them a little email link to go look us up.
Oh, I didn't tell Cam this yet either, but you guys are on PodcastAlley.com too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I subscribed you guys to there, so if you search WHTC on PodcastAlley.com, that'll come up there too. So if you don't use iTunes, I think you can at least get the audio there separately
cool.
as separate files.
Cool.
So I think it works.
Cool. Thanks for your help there, Josh. We appreciate that. Here's another story for you. First-time car buyers go online for info. This is just another example of how the web has changed the way a lot of people are doing things now. Back in the day, when a young person set out to buy a car, they would turn to their parents, relatives, or friends to get information that they need. But a new study indicates that most young first-time car buyers turn more often to the internet to do their research for a new set of wheels. The study by the Polk Center for Automotive Studies says 35% of first-time buyers say the internet was their most important source of information when making decisions on their first vehicle. That compares to 25% who look to their parents for help and 13% who turn to their friends for help making a decision. Study also finds that first-time buyers tend to make their decisions on their own and rarely visit the dealers their parents last used.
There you go.
So, in other words, young kids don't buy the same cars as the folks, and they go on the internet to get their information. That makes a lot of sense to me, but there's a lot of cars targeted to young people as well, so that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and the internet's just got a wide variety of opinions. It's really a great asset, I think.
In my opinion, one of the greatest opinion websites is epinions.com.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to be buying anything, if you're going to be looking for, I mean, they've got just about everything you could imagine there, and it's all just people going on there and putting on their opinions.
Yep.
You bought a new pair of shoes, go to epinions, tell people what you thought.
You're going to hear good and bad things about that pair of shoes.
Yeah, which is nice because, you know, for instance, I bought a stereo this winter, and I wanted to find out what are the negatives about this before I bought it. Went online, found out some of the negatives, found out some of the positives.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of weigh both of them and say, okay, well, I mean, because there's always going to be something negative.
Right. You can't get around that.
So, even that new pair of shoes you just got, Cam.
Yep. I had to put insoles in it.
Oh.
I raised up my heel a little bit. Makes everything better.
There you go.
They're comfortable now.
So, if you're going to be looking for some information, obviously there's other websites, you know, CarFiX and Kelly's Blue Book as far as searching for new ones. If you subscribe to Consumer Reports, that's a great source of information. But epinions.com has a lot of worthy information.
Yep, it's a good place to look.
I like to go to Kelly's Blue Book, KBB.com, type in information on my car, see how much it's worth. Well, it's kind of depressing to see the value go down every time that you go there.
Yep.
You know, it used to be a few hundred dollars more, and I put on, you know, a few hundred miles, and it drops down a little bit. You know, it's just a little bit disheartening.
Yeah, mine's not worth anything anymore. It's barely.
I bet it's on a little bit, $1,000.
Oh, yeah, a little bit, $1,000.
Actually, you know, it's old enough, it's probably not rated anymore.
Oh, it is.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, okay, well, there you go.
It is low.
There may not be four figures in that number. Well, this music means that it's the end of our show another week. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Remember, check us out on the podcast and iTunes. We'll be back next week. Kevin will be with us, so be sure to tune in for that. Thanks to our callers today, our listeners. We'll be back next week. If you need to get a hold of us during the week, we are from Macatawa Technologies on the corner of 34th and Maple. Our office number is 394-4940 if you need to get a hold of us. Thanks, and have a great week.
So long.
Thanks for listening to another hour of the Holland Area's News and Information Station, 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.